Well, it'll be a few weeks, I guess, before the ice melts and the streams are a bit more navigable again for kayaks and canoes. And maybe you're one of those folks who waits for spring. Canoe-copia might be a place to visit while you're waiting. It's held in Madison, one of the largest paddle sports expos every year. And Darren Bush, the chief paddling evangelist and owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports, hosts Canoe-copia. And this year it's taking place March 7th through the 9th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. I've visited it many times, and it is a wonderful visit. And we'll talk about it with him. Maybe you canoe or kayak. Are you looking forward to paddling somewhere special this spring? Give us a call with your questions or comments at 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Darren Bush, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
So, what year is this for Canoe-copia? I can't
you
remember.
You know, it's kind of hard to say. Rutabaga turned 50 last year, and we didn't have them the first couple of years, but my guess is we're well into the 40s.
Yeah, and you've been involved
since 1990. My first Canoe-copia, I worked in a leg cast because I had broken my my leg kayaking, actually, and sat there putting stickers on dry bags. And then things happened, and there we are.
So. Oh, man. Well, for those who've never been, I mean, give us the broad strokes of what you're going to find when you go to Canoe-copia.
You know, I've got a good friend who told me once that if a voyageur from the 17th century came back in time, he would look at Canoe-copia and go, oh, it's a rendezvous. Right. So you think about what they did. You know, they'd get together after all their work is done and they'd get paid for their furs, and they would dance and drink most of what they made and have a big party, and then they'd go back to work again. So the thing about a rendezvous is it was part commerce, part rendezvous, you know, part getting together with your friends, part community gathering, part educational. So it's all of those things. The thing that I'm most proud of is the educational component of it, because we really want people to know how to use their stuff.
Yeah, and that educational component is amazing. And I think as I think about Canoe-copia, this guy's been around for a long time and has some experience, I still find something new. But I think on the other end, somebody who's never done it, there's a lot for them.
Yeah, we do our best to try and get people there who can speak to across the spectrum. There's an old what Hideo Suzuki said: in the mind of the beginner, there's many possibilities. In the mind of the expert, there are few. I think that's the quote, something like that. I consider myself a beginner with a lot of experience, because every time I go to one of these or every time I take a class, I learn something. And so there's people that will speak to getting started in. There's also people that are doing, you know, there's a woman who's talking about circumnavigating Lake Superior solo. I mean, there's inspirational stuff, but there's just a lot to learn.
Yeah, there is. And it's kind of, I know in the past you and I have talked about this, and you kind of call it a family reunion in a lot of ways for you.
It really is. I mean, I have 3,500 Facebook friends, and 2,500 or more are people that I know through Rutabaga. And for me, I get to, you know, hug people and shake their hands and high-five them, and I don't see them very often. And so for me, that's probably the best part about it. And every year I take a selfie before the doors open on Friday, hold my camera up and tell everybody to smile. And I have those going back years. And every time I look at one, it just makes me smile.
Somebody is wondering how the planning for the event was going, but the planning started a long time ago.
The planning starts the month after the last Canoe-copia. So, or even earlier. So the floor plan, it's 100,000 square feet plus a lobby of another, you know, 30. So getting that all organized, I start with the floor plan from the previous year, the month after, and start locking in things that I know are going to happen. And you know, doing most of the work ahead of the time as I can. My job at this point is pretty much done.
Yeah.
If I'm still worrying about stuff right now, it means I failed. So the staff are really working hard right now. They're starting to get into their busyness. My busyness is in, you know, October, November.
Jim in Menominee emailed to ask if there will be inflatable boats on display and for sale at Canucopia.
Yes to both. We've got several inflatable companies. NRS, Northwest River Supply, is one well-known. There's a Czech company called Gumatex that makes, essentially, like it's a canoe. But they're made in Czechoslovakia. You can't kill them. So people will take them on airplanes because flying a canoe to, you know, the Northwest Territories is, you know, kind of expensive. But they can throw a duff on the back of a beaver and get dropped off in some remote river. So there's four or five people selling inflatables.
Now, so, and that just reminds me of the scope of the things that you are going to be able to find for sale or for talking to people about.
Yeah, and it's an educational event with a sales component, right? So my philosophy has always been is the most boring thing in the world is a sale. It's like, hey, we're having a sale, big deal. We want to educate people on how to use equipment. I found that if you do that, people have loyalty to you and they want to support your business. So most of what we do, both at the shop and at Canucopia, is to teach people where to go, how to use it, and also when to go and when not to go. So we're trying to have a safety component of it as well.
Yeah. Darren Bush, our guest today of Rutabaga Paddle Sports, he is the owner and talking with him about Canucopia. So we'll... maybe you visited in the past. I hope you'll join in with comments about that. Or maybe you just have a question about kayaks or canoes or paddles. Certainly, Darren did talk with you about that. I don't know anybody that has more experience. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address, talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. I see Bear Paulson's going to be.
Oh, Bear. So, yes, Bear Paulson is amazing. He does a trip every year where he goes in the fall and comes out in the winter into the Boundary Waters and sets up a hot tent and stays there for 6 weeks. And the amazing thing is he has a five-year-old, Dash, who's one of my favorite little people. And he takes him, too. And he and his wife and his kid go in there. And he probably has more outdoor experience, both paddling and just winter camping, than anybody I know. And everybody that speaks at the show is intelligent and knows their subject. But they're all also really good people.
Yeah. And he is fun to listen to.
He is. And he's also, I don't know, I've stayed at his house a couple times when I go up to visit the factory at North Star. And they're just lovely people.
Yeah.
And life's too short to be around people that aren't like that. So, I mean, I've got five Canadians staying with me during the show. They're smaller vendors that, you know, I can save a little bit of money on hotels. They can just crash in my basement. So, but it's a good thing for everybody. You know, my community is so large and so loving. I feel blessed to be part of it.
Joe in Chippewa Falls has something. Let's go there. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon. I have to say, from Chippewa Falls area, I did call down to the Rutabaga store at one point, and we were able to get some really good knowledge about upgrading to a kayak for my wife and I. That really, really definitely helped.
Great.
But my main thing is, in Chippewa Falls at the Glenlock Lake, they have a new dock system, and they have, I'm sure you know of them, where they have rollers for handicapped and disabled people that go up and down on their launching, because my wife with her disability is extremely helpful. I was wondering if there's any more available that are coming up around the state or.
Always. There's always things going up. I'm on the governor's board of tourism and work with the Office of Outdoor Recreation, and there's a gentleman in Milwaukee who's paraplegic and kayaks a lot, and he's putting in something on one of the beaches there. You can roll down in a chair on the sand, which is pretty cool. The great, what's it called? Bill Bertram's thing, the Great Northern Pinery Riverway up by Chippewa. I think it's on the Wisconsin and the Chippewa River, but I look into that because he's putting in access points, and I believe that many of them are handicap accessible. There's actually a guy coming to the show who makes them, and he wanted to come and just show people what's possible. So if you already have a dock, you can throw one of those on there. But I love them. I think they're great because you're right. It's all about accessibility. Because once you're in a kayak, if you have mobility issues, lower body mobility issues, you're basically equal with everybody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, thank you very much for calling. Ashley in Sauk City, we'll go to you. Hi, Ashley.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Great. Appreciate the call.
Yes, thanks for taking it. I just am really excited about the event, and I'm wondering if you can give a little insight as to any extras that will be offered. You know, I know you have speakers typically, and I know there's demos going on. Obviously, lots of sales as well, but is there anything else going on that you know, would like to speak to us about that, you know, get us more excited about coming down?
If I can make you more excited, that would be great. I mean, there's 150 presentations, so you're bound to find something there you love. But a couple things. One is Jerry Vandiver. Jerry is a award-winning songwriter, singer-songwriter from Nashville, who has platinum records. He's written for Tim McGraw and some other of the big names. But he comes and he does a thing called canoe songs. So he sings about paddling and he loves the Boundary Waters. But also Saturday night, at the Holiday Inn Express across the street, there's like a jam. And there's legitimate, I mean, there's songwriters from Madison that go and just hang out and play. It's all acoustic. You can go and just sit there and listen. But he's a wonderful man. The fiddle player he's bringing this year toured with Shakira and Taylor Swift. So they're not hacks.
So, well, that's something to get you going, Ashley. Although you sound pretty up and upbeat about it already. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Bob in Lake Mills. Bob, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to thank Mr. Bush for putting on Canoocopia. I've gone for many years, bought a canoe there 25 years ago, still use it. My wife and I have paddled all around the state for years, and I just wanted to ask him if he would agree and wondered why it would be that the rise of the kayak, you know, with the exception of the canoe livery business, it seems to me I see many more kayaks on the rivers and lakes and streams than I see canoes anymore, and I wondered why that was.
That's a wonderful question that could be an entire show. Kayaks kind of started coming on the scene in the early 90s, and the recreational kayak, which is what you normally see out there, you know, early 90s, mid-90s really boomed. The thing about a recreational kayak, a little 12-footer or whatever, the big cockpit, anybody can get in it and make it go straight without any training at all, right? So the learning curve is really quick. Canoes require a little bit more finesse and a little bit more skill. That said, our canoe sales are very, very healthy. And part of the reason is that I love canoes and I can sell whatever I want. So we sell canoes. Specifically, I sell a lot of solo canoes. I think sometimes people get a kayak when they really should be getting a solo canoe. And the reasoning is this. If you've paddled the Sugar River or the Turtle, what else is over there? The Bark, all those little rivers. If you come around the corner and there's a tree across it and you've got a 3-foot muddy bank and you need to get out, getting out of a kayak is tricky. Getting out of a canoe, you just kind of stand up and jump out and grab the bow, you know. So for around here, canoes are great. There's also a thing called a pack canoe, which we're doing a lot of now. It's basically a small canoe. You sit in the bottom and you paddle with a double-bladed kayak. So it's basically a double-bladed paddle. So basically, it's a kayak without a top on it. Those are really easy to get in and out of. They're really easy to transport. They weigh less because there's no deck, right? Kayaks are still popular, but we're pushing it. And part of it is, you know, you make your own weather system, right? We're trying to push canoe because we think it's sometimes a better tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you could email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Having some fun today talking with Darren Bush, chief paddling evangelist and owner of Rutabaga Paddle Sports, which hosts the big paddle sports expo Canoe-copia. This year, it's taking place March 7th through the 9th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Lots to see and do there. And if you have questions or comments about the Canoe-copia or just about kayaks and canoes, hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234 or email to talk@WPR.org. And an email, will any of the Canoe-copia speakers give advice on what to do if you capsize your canoe or your kayak?
They might talk about it a little bit. There's a couple that will for sure. However, learning how to rescue yourself in a canoe or kayak, you can't really learn that in a book or from a talk. You have to actually get out there and do it. We're actually starting a new event this fall in September at Camp Manitouish called Camp Rutabaga. And basically, it's camp for grown-ups. So we're going to do canoes, kayaks, the whole across the board. And the reason we wanted to do this is we found a lot of people are kind of siloed. It's like, oh, I'm a kayaker. Oh, I'm a canoeist. It's like, you know, you guys, we should be getting together and talking about this because there's things to learn from each other. And I had a lot of people say, I've always wanted to try a kayak, but I'm a canoe person. It's like, well, here's your chance, right? So we'll have classes on self-rescue and rescuing others and, you know, all that stuff you need to know to be safe. The most important thing to be safe is know when not to go. Most of the accidents that happen with kayaking, in fact, most of the national statistics, most of the deaths, they happen in March, April. And it's people that go out when it's 80 degrees, but the water's still 40. And yeah. They get in trouble. So we're trying to educate people as well.
Yeah. And when is that? How do people, if somebody wanted to sign up, could you still sign up?
Yeah. Everyonepaddles.com. Is where you can sign up. We have an open registration, that's next week, but it's going to be the 12th through 14th, I think, of September.
Of September. Yeah. Okay. There we go. TJ in Madison has a question. Let's go there. Hi, TJ.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm curious about these. I've seen these sort of online ads for these foldable canoes or foldable kayaks. They're sort of like an origami, you know, I don't know, made of fiberglass or plastic or something. I was wondering if the Rutabaga folks had any experience with those, or if they, you know, are they reliable, are they durable, that kind of thing.
So they're made out of a corrugated plastic, kind of like cardboard, and they, like, and the description is apt. It's like an origami, and it folds open and turns into a kayak. I'm kind of ambivalent about them. I think if you live in an apartment and you need something that can fold up and stick in your closet, they're fine. I would never paddle farther from shore than I'm willing to swim in them because I just don't know, right? And they haven't been around long enough. And they do destructive testing and they do stuff. And the companies, they're good people. I talk to them sometimes. But I'm still kind of a fan of inflatables just because they're just A little more predictable.
And TJ, if you visit Canoe-copia, you're going to get to see inflatables and kind of the whole range.
Yeah. And inflatables are not what you think they are. You know, 10, even 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they were kind of like a beach toy. The new ones are constructed in such a manner that they are incredibly durable and stiff. They actually paddle really, really well.
Another email. Could you talk about the aluminum chef competition that takes place at Canoe-copia?
Okay. Everyone knows what Iron Chef is, right? And most people do, right? Where they have this thing on TV where they have to cook and they get judged, usually harshly, right? Someone's yelling at them. Aluminum Chef is, we did the same thing, except it's all with camp gear. So they get a camp stove and, you know, they have to come up with something. So we put a pantry up there, and they have to make an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. And there's always a secret ingredient, just like an Iron Chef. A couple years ago, it was walleye. I haven't decided yet what it's going to be, but it's just a hoot. So we have Luke Zom from the Driftless Cafe is one of the chefs. He's the legit one. And then we have a camp cook from Missouri. He's an old park ranger who's also a fantastic cook. And then Mona Gauthier is a dehydrated food expert. She does her own dehydration, and she does it. And she just quietly over in the corner, just doing her thing and crushing it. And then we have judges from the audience that get to vote on which one's best, and then someone wins. It's just it's so fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And a lot of fun to watch, too. Well, all of the shenanigans that go on during it. This will be the last Canucopia, I guess. Someone's this is an email for renowned author and speaker Cliff Jacobson. Yes. What has Cliff contributed to the sport and event over the years?
It's hard to overstate what Cliff has done for canoeing. This is I found some Canucopia show guides back when they were 8 pages and, you know, hand drawn from like the late 80s, and Cliff was speaking then. Cliff approached us this year and said, you know what, I'm getting too old for this. I'm going to retire. So we've given him a couple spots. The last one is on Sunday, and it's a swan song. It's a 2-hour presentation where he's just going to go through his whole life. He's a remarkable man. He's very kind and very willing to share information. We go head to head sometimes on some of the techniques that he recommends. But, you know, how you deal with bears is there's a lot of different opinions on it, and we don't share them sometimes. But at the end of the day, we high five and hug and everybody's happy. But he is an amazing, amazing man. He's tripped all over the world and has a wealth of knowledge.
And give us an idea of some of the other speakers who will be presenting, just so people kind of know what to expect.
Well, I'm holding here a spreadsheet.
Yeah, which is a very large spreadsheet.
Right. So, yeah, there's 13 time blocks times 8 rooms plus 2 more on Saturday. There's kind of 3 things. One is the how-tos, and that's like Cliff's camping secrets and how to paddle the boundary waters and how to do this and how to get started. There's how to choose a boat. There's how to find what's right for you, and that's kind of the informational stuff. And then there's sort of the inspirational stuff, which is the people who like circumnavigate Lake Superior, or they paddled some of these, you know, Yukon rivers, and they do slideshows. And there's a woman talking about paddling with caribou in the boreal forest. There's a guy talking about how to film your own adventure as a filmmaker and photographers, and how to do a good job photographing in the outdoors. There's talks just for women, women paddling in the outdoors. Jillian Fitzgerald is doing one that I think is wonderful. David Johnson's doing one about archaeology in Lake Superior. The folks that found the canoes in Lake Mendota, the ones mm-hmm. that are like 3,000 years old, coming from the State Historical Society, yeah. I think, talking about the history of canoeing in Wisconsin goes back to prehistoric times. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah. And there's a place people can go if they don't have your magazine.
Yeah, if they go to canucopia.com or rutabaga.com, click on the Canucopia button, there's a list of all the speakers and what they're talking about in their bios. So,
and how much does it cost to attend?
I don't remember.
It's not a lot.
I think it's $17 for one day and $35 for the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's kind of expensive. It's like, you know how much it costs to go to one movie? Right? You know, it's $12 to go to a movie, and this is 150 times that. There's so much information. And plus, you know, stuff's on sale, but whatever. That's fine. But yeah, mostly it's just about come and learn, you know.
And I always have had fun. I mean, you always have fun.
Well, when you get that many people with that much positive energy together, it really is. In California, you would say, yeah, you get the stoke. But for me, it's just like, I'm a high-functioning introvert, but I float around for 3 days just soaking it in, and I just love it. And, you know, there's people that I'll see a couple times a year, and sometimes only once a year.
At Canucopia.
At Canucopia. And, you know, and it's always nice when people buy things because that's how we pay for the,
yeah.
I just paid the last installment for the Alliant Energy Center Expo Hall. And it was a large number.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you come in, dear, and I appreciate it very much. And by way of full disclosure, Rutabaga Paddle Sports is one of WPR's many business sponsors, and we certainly appreciate that as well. Go online, take a look at the Canoocopia, or just go to Rutabaga Paddle Sports, and you're going to find all the information there. Great to have him with us. Thanks to Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins, our technical directors, our executive producer, Jill Nadeau, and our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnott. I'm Larry Mueller.